A civil war being fought on the other side of the world has hit home for one Unalaska resident. Mayak Bilquay is from South Sudan, where ethnic and political violence have claimed up to 10,000 lives, including some of his own family. KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal reports.
It's a cold and snowy winter day in Unalaska. Mayak Bilquay is bundled up in a windbreaker over a thick sweatshirt and extra tough boots, practically the uniform at this fish processing plant.
Yeah, this is where we work inside this building. The one straight ahead. Yes, big buildings.
Bilquay has worked for UNICEF for a decade, but every winter he takes off to see his family. Bilquay's wife and son live in Nairobi, Kenya, and he usually goes to visit them. This year, Bilquay wanted to go to South Sudan, but the political situation there was tense. The president and vice president were fighting, and soldiers in the National Army were taking sides. So Bilquay flew to Kenya and waited for things to calm down.
You know, eventually the war broke out in the capital of South Sudan, Juba. So at that point, I couldn't make it to go to South Sudan.
Bilquay watched as the conflict spread like wildfire. Rebels broke off from the military and fought against it. Some residents took up arms and formed militias. Old tribal conflicts that had quieted down after South Sudan became an independent country just 2 years ago flared back up again. In late December, the fighting reached Ponryang, the remote county where Bilquay's family lives. It was a quiet time in their village.
The young guys, they were not around because it was a farming area. Nobody stayed there except the elder women.
Bilquay says a militia from an opposing tribe, the Nuer, has come to the village before to steal food and cattle. He believes the same group came back, this time to fight.
So when they came in, you know, they start shooting people. So they kill. At that time, you know, they kill my mom and her twin sister and the other two sisters, four of them.
Another relative traveled up to the village to identify the bodies and those of eight other family members. He called Bilquay in Kenya, where he was still on vacation, to break the news.
When I heard that, you know, I was, you know, devastated. You know, I didn't know what to do, either to go there. I'm not going to do anything. So I just called people, and then we went to the church and then we pray. That was the only thing that I did, is just to go to church and pray.
Bilquay is back in Unalaska now, processing fish for UNICEF. He still works 12-hour days and comes home to a company apartment just like before. He hasn't heard from his surviving family, the men who were out of the village off at a cattle camp when the militia came.
They have run far away. Nobody now in his own place, in his own house. They all ran to the bush.
The United Nations says a total of 700,000 people have fled their homes because of this war. The UN and other aid groups are trying to do something about it. They pressured the rebels who broke away from the military to sign a ceasefire with the central government, but it hasn't lasted. They kept struggling for power, and the fighting started right back up again. Bilquay says it's not fair to civilians.
Those people who were killed, including my mom, he doesn't even know that government is functioning, is working. He just knows that he's living on the farming area. That's all she knows. And that there is God. But she doesn't know that there is a government.
The farming area in Ponryang is near South Sudan's oil fields. The people who live there put up with pollution and occasional violence from factions that want to control the oil. They don't see any of the money from it. But that land is still home. The last time Bilquay's mother left the village, the last time he saw her, was about 5 years ago.
I brought my mother to Nairobi one time when my wife was going to deliver. You know, I called her to come and take care of her because I was not there. So she came to Nairobi and she stayed there for about 6 months. So, and then I left from here. I went there and then she said, oh, now I have to go back home.
When I ask him what he's going to do, to try to find his surviving relatives or get them out of South Sudan, Bilquay politely brushes the question aside.
You know, now this is not a problem of my family right now. You know, this is a problem for everybody. The people that are being slaughtered and, you know, they don't know anything about it, you know, it's really very painful. There's nothing I can help now, but, you know, we need to speak out, you know, to international community, to anybody that could, you know, help. Is to just keep the information of this place out, place called Ponryang.
That's why Bilquay is planning to travel there later this year. He wants to talk to people in the county and in his family's village about what happened, take pictures, gather facts about the war, and then he wants to bring their stories home. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.